In the Waya community of Manam Island, there is a man everyone knows. His name is Michael. Though soft-spoken, his steady presence and tireless service have earned him honor and respect among his people. By every account, whether from his own people or from outsiders, Michael is a good man. Yet behind his respected reputation lies a struggle few can see. Michael longs to know the Creator God and to follow him faithfully. He attends religious services several times each week, sincerely desiring to draw near to the God he has heard about. But there is a problem. Michael's struggle is not with sincerity or commitment. It is with what he has and what he doesn't. He does not have the Bible in his own heart language, either written or audio. Instead, he listens to teachers who, like him, don't know English, yet attempt to explain the scriptures from an English translation. The result is confusion and a heavy weight of man-made rules. For example, Michael wears a long-sleeved, collared shirt to church, believing that such outward appearance is required for salvation and a relationship with God. He avoids smoking and chewing betel nut, a local palm fruit, not because scripture has taught him so, but because he and others have concluded that keeping up this appearance is necessary to escape eternal judgment. For Michael, salvation has been presented as a checklist of behaviors rather than the freeing truth of God's grace in Christ. Deep down, his heart longs for something more. He wants to hear God's word in the language of his heart, clearly and fully. Until then, Michael, along with many others on the island, remains bound by rules that focus on the outside while missing the life-changing truth that brings true freedom inside and out.